Yeah, well, really disappointed with the way we played. Didn't do a very good job, evidently, getting them ready to play as coaches, because we give them some credit. I think they've got a good football team, and we certainly helped them. We played about as poorly as you could play on defense, and wasn't much better on offense or special teams. So, deadly combination.
Questions from Coach Thompson?
You had some hiccups in the red zone that cost you some points.
Yeah, I'd say. I think we were down there 5 times and scored 10 points. We get a penalty on the 2-yard line on a toss going the other way. I mean, come on. Now, you know, we'll be interested to see. The kid said the guy dived on the ground, so we'll see. But, they get a field goal. We kick a field goal low. They didn't get any real penetration when the jumpers blocked it. We kick it low. That was a huge play right before half. It cuts it to 1 score. And then we turn the ball over twice, for just unexplainable.
First half, I think you would cut it to, I want to say it was 2017, and then they just come right back.
They scored it. What? They punted one time, I think, if I remember right.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know your background's obviously on the offensive side of the ball, but as a head coach, what do you think when you see your defense?
I guess I'm ultimately responsible for all of it. So, we've got to go back, and clearly that's 2 weeks in a row we've given up almost 600 yards. Fortunately, we held the ball some in the second half. We had some long time consuming drives, or it would have been worse. So, it's disappointing.
Is there anything you can do? I mean, do you change play calling responsibility? Anything on that side of the ball defensively?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think you got to go back and look at the tape and evaluate. And, there was a ton of missed tackles and a ton of missed whatever. If you can't cover them, you can't cover them, And not getting much of a pass rush and not being able to cover is a deadly combination.
I guess one of the few bright sides, you got to see Kenny play center for a significant amount of time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a bright side when you get a guy hurt, but Kenny went in and played, and we'll see how he did.
How's Freddie or Justin?
I don't have any idea.
aside from the 2 fumbles from Mills, he looked like he had fresh legs today. Was running.
He did okay. I mean, we missed some. There was some plays we missed, but he's a freshman. He's gonna make some mistakes. You just. There's no margin for error, and we're not good enough offensively to have no margin for error. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Did you see
when Kenny went in there? We're playing 3 freshman offensive linemen and a true freshman running back. I mean, that's 4 guys.
Did you see anything on either of the fumbles with the D-back quarterback?
The second one, the first one might have been a mesh fumble where he should have pulled it out and didn't. The second one, he just dropped it. And then I think he got it back and let him take it away from him in the pile, because he had it back. He was laying on it. And I think they took it away from him in the pile.
Yeah, general philosophy, what you're trying to get accomplished on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I'm sure we're trying to get a stop. I mean, I think that's our philosophy. And we got them in some 3rd and longs. I mean, in the first half alone, it was 3rd and 9, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 12. And, they tried to blitz. They tried to play zone. They found ways to get first downs against all of them.
I mean, do you think it goes beyond talent?
I don't know. I mean, I think you have to look and see what you're trying to do and make sure your guys can do what you're asking them to do. That's the bottom line.
A couple more for Coach.
Now, offensively, you put up the kind of numbers you would expect to win with.
Not enough. Got to score more than that. I mean, we left too many out there. Though, like I said, when they reviewed the play and backed us up there right before half was a killer, and then not to get any points, to get the field goal block. Because, again, if you get that, you go in down a touchdown, so you got a chance. And then, we had a chance there on the 3rd down play. The first drive where we had to kick the field goal, it should have been a big run. And really right before half, the 3rd down play when we ran the option should have been a gash. And we just tentative, got the first down, but not what we should have got out of it. So, like I said, not enough margin for error, and there's not any room no margin for error. And we didn't play well enough to win.
With, I think, the long pass you had to Ricky, they were lined up. You had two receivers on one side and no one recovered with that.
Something. Guy was ineligible.
Oh, so you played one in, okay.
It was a lateral. Should have been a run. I don't know what they added. It counted it as. Yes, they counted it as a pass, but it was a run. It's a backward pass. The guy was ineligible.
You mentioned at the beginning of the week wanting things to be simpler. Was that part of the issue today at all, or was it like a...
I can't tell you. I mean, and part of the issues are nobody beats a block, nobody tackles anybody, nobody covers anybody. That about covers it.
Is this as frustrated as you've been with your defense?
I'm frustrated with the team, not just the defense. The defense didn't – I mean, it ain't like the offense won the game. We scored 20 points. You know, that wasn't very good. So, you know, it was the whole team.
Anything else for Coach? Okay, thanks, Coach.
Over here, Phil.